All right. Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to WRAR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
For the rest of us.
Right, and the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet.
Shoo, and that microphone is not happy with me. Oh, well, I will fix that in a second.
It's okay. No problem. No problem here. So you can call us at 804.
Nothing is effed, dude.
All right. You can call us at 804-649-9737. You are listening to the Odyssey Hours with Cayman and Eric. And you just heard the Holy Modal Rounders with their version of the classic Hesitation Blues from 1964. Before that was Yacht with Psychic City. Their album is coming out. Whoa, turn up my mic there. August something. No, actually, July 28th. Before that was Jay Dilla with Dilla Bot versus the Hybrid featuring Danny Brown. Before that was Balls of Flame Shoot Fire with Butcha Papa. And before that was XTC going back to 1979 with Scissor Man. Lily Electric with Dancing Rakes. Imperial Teen with Ivanka. And started off with Viva Voce with Tornado Alley. And it's the last hour.
So this is the clean hour?
Yeah, the clean hour.
We've gotten all our... So all the kids, you can come back out now.
Yeah.
Mommies, you can stop covering their ears.
It's a nice, wholesome hour.
Yeah. I'm going to start off with a wholesome cover of a Bob Dylan song. This is Maggie's Farm. I think that last week or 2 weeks ago, I did the specials version of this. And so this week, it's going to be Nob Dylan, the Nobsoletes version of it. And so, just a second. You can feel it. Here it comes.
All right.
Nob Dylan and the Nobsoletes. Peace.
See ya.
Rocking with Manic Intensity, Part 8.
Well, ain't it hard to stumble? Rather than some muddy lagoon.
Stroke me as unwitty. I think it may start a rumor that the Lord ain't got no humor. Put me in
Get down tonight. Woo! Get down tonight. Move around is all we do. I never thought you'd be a junkie because heroin is so passé. But today, if you think that I don't know about depression and emotional pain, you're insane. Oh, you're a fool who hasn't paid attention to a word that I say. In a way, I can't help but feel responsible.
Six eyes, I got a garbage brain that's driving me insane. And I don't like a ride, so push that best aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare. Cause I'm a reborn maggot using gym warfare. Rock. Rock tonight, and I say, rock.
make it right. And I said, but I don't know why. Oh, I just don't know why.
High register operational.
Gouching, skiving sun, the bodies are ruined. Never an honest day's work is done, they call it the two lands. This dancing, no, they're never gonna get me, no. Never gonna get me, no. Never gonna get me, no. Fifteen holes in the dealer's chest. Yo ho ho, it was a mini Martel band. Some of them was out, some of them the rest. Pieces of eight in the jukebox. Oh, you know, didn't want to be the one to tell you. She was a beautiful thing. So sad and dirty, so did little thing. We'll be right back.
That was to wake you all up, Richmond. It's 5:30 in the morning. This is the last part of the Odyssey Hours that we have to offer you. That was my noisy clean set. Here, we'll have some music up for you in a second. That was Nirvana off of their Outcesticides, their B-side collection that they posthumously sort of bootlegged. Well, I don't know how they got out exactly, but it was a series of bootlegs that came out after old Kurt passed away. And it's ridiculous how much good stuff is on there. That they had all their albums and then they still had just like 10 albums or whatever. I think it's like 14 Outcesticide albums. Before that, I played The Libertines off of their old album called The Libertines. Tomblands, The Cramps with Human Fly. The Dandy Warhols, Not If You Were the Last Junkie in Tony's Basement, which is, they called the B-side basement mix out of, it's off of Come On, Feel the Dandy Warhols, a B-sides album. The Black Lips did Drugs, Syd Barrett, Terrapin. The Pixies, Levitate Me. Stereo Total, Get Down Tonight. Go Go Bordello with Super Theory of Super Everything. I love that song. Knob Dylan and the Knobsolites with Maggie's Farm was the beginning.
All right, cool. All right, I'm going to read this real quick. Want to be a WRAR DJ? Are you a music nut? Interested in DJing on the air or deciding what gets played on the radio? All of the music you hear at WRAR is chosen for airplay by our volunteer program hosts. We're always looking for fresh ears and new voices for show hosts, trainees, and revolving substitutes. If you are interested in becoming a WRAR DJ, email us at beadj@wrar.org. For more information, visit the WRAR website at www.wrar.org. You'll find a DJ application under sections and volunteer opportunities from the homepage.
Boy, oh boy, sounds good.
Yeah, we did it. You can too.
Yeah, and it's cool the substitution thing because, yeah, like sometimes I'll do a show at 5 to 7, 7 to 9. Be expecting, I don't know, honky-tonky Nashville music, and then I play freak folk and country. And
yeah. So last half hour, 804-649-9737. Got the little girls coming up right now. And so, yeah, please stay tuned, and the breakfast blend will be coming up in a half hour or so. See ya.
Cakes and pies will be provided.
when I was four, and I knew the name of every dinosaur. I learned how to read ROM comic books. My babysitter said I was really smart. When the lights went out, everything changed. The radio music made me feel strange, and I had a real bad dream about a gorilla in the bathroom. And back when I was six, I took everything real serious, and I thought that every song that came on the radio was referring to strange sexual acts, because they thought I wouldn't know the facts. And being small is hard, and no one ever tells you how. And back when I was eight, I would sit outside on an old milk crate and look out at the world from the stoop across the street. The boom boxes and the hot concrete, and every Halloween they hung a million rubber skeletons across 9th Street. And back when I was 12 or so, I swear to God I never felt so low. Everyone but me was making out and eating cookies. I had more than my brain could stand. I threw my life in a garbage can. I felt so weird I had to disappear, and crying suicide disease. And at 15 getting stoned felt good, and it sent me back to childhood. Had nothing ever mattered to me more than that. But then 16 became eclipsed, my brain became apocalypse. I was lost and found, and I've never been the same. And back when I was 22, I left the best thing that I knew, and I gave it up for fortune and for fame. I played like I didn't know how, I shocked the world, I wowed the crowd, but I deserved more than what they gave. Back when I was 27, still nothing had been forgiven. Clay turns into rock, and rock just sits. So sitting on a crowded beach, I'd pretend I was a leech, and I'd stick to things here and there for a little bit. And back when I was 31, I knew I'd become what I'd become. Nothing left to reveal, and there was nowhere else to turn. So shocked and withered, dumb and bitter, and in need of a babysitter, I'd gladly let my hand fall off and burn, burn, burn. Back when I turned the big 4-0, I realized just how much there was to go, and I started to think being alone forever wasn't where it was at. So I took my head out of the window and taught myself how to love real fast. I started talking about painting with a woman in the laundromat. And back when I was 50 and my first wife had just left me, I felt okay and I sang my daughter funny little songs. And just when I thought the best was past, I fell in love for real at last, and it didn't even matter that it had taken me so long. And back when I was 63, the public rediscovered me. My comic books and albums had all become rare cult collector items. And both my parents were deceased, so they didn't see my records get re-released. And I got a dog for the first time in my life. And back when I was 74, my dog died and I got two more. I still felt really good about my daughter and also about my girlfriend. And I would sing and draw a little bit, but mostly I would just wake up early and sit and hang out with the puppies and wish that I could live forever. And back when I was 87 and my grandson had just turned 11, my woman was dead and my dogs were getting pretty old. My body didn't work quite like it should, but overall things were pretty good. I was getting decent royalties from the reissued comic books and records. And back when I was 106, my only friend was one goldfish. Everyone I ever knew was dead and gone. And the goldfish never had a name. And the neighbors thought I was insane. And I flushed it down the toilet when I saw it floating upside down. And back when I was 128, I'd sit outside on an old milk crate and look out at the world from the stoop across the street. The boom boxes and the hot concrete, and every Halloween they hung a million rubber skeletons across 9th Street. Every Halloween they hung a million rubber skeletons. Every Halloween they hung a million rubber skeletons. Every Halloween they hung a million rubber skeletons.
Sing something wonderful. said though, moving southward to a apartment by the police. The sun has woken, aqua golden, beach line staring at me. Mule of a mountain, steam of beer cans, honey gold that they make me. And no one else. Hear them talking about me. Well, I take the youngest of three. Yeah. And no one care. The curses be cured down here.
Porque estás como ausente. Me gustas cuando callas, porque estás como ausente. Y me oyes desde lejos, y mi voz no te toca. Parece que los ojos se te hubieran volado. Están llenas
silencio tuyo.
Stick your years until I die. I'm in love with you indeed. We don't see eye to eye, no, every day is sunny. In fact, I'm sure you'll hear this and you'll think it's pretty funny. So to ask a stupid question, could I love you more? Not much. And even though I'm looking, I swear I could never touch. My heart and hands are yours, just let me keep my eyes, and I'll rip them in myself, shoot infidelity arise.
All right, so we got one song left, but that was Aiden Moffat and the Best Ofs with Oh Man. Before that was Brazilian Girls with Me Gusta Cuando Callas. Before that was Cave Singers with Beach House. Their album is coming out August 18th. Nurses before that with Caterpillar Playground. Their album's coming out August 4th. Jeffrey Lewis with Back When I Was Four. And Little Girls with Tambourines.
Sayonara, Richmond.
Yeah, we got one song left. It's Of Montreal. In the summertime, I kind of lose track of days. And this song kind of describes.
Hey, the weekend's just like any other day.
Yeah, except this is going to be every day feels like Sunday, but for me, every day feels like Saturday usually.
Man, why would you want it to feel like Sunday?
Well, Sunday's
well, it's
nice.
A nice lazy day, but I mean, you never get anything done on a Sunday.
Sounds great. I mean, man, that sounds like heaven. Anyway, so stay tuned for the Breakfast Blend, and Odyssey Hours are out. And we'll see you next time.
See y'all.
Well, Cayman will be gone, but I'll be here. So.
Unless we're dead.
Yeah, that James River.
Yeah.
It got us. Anyway, see you guys.
Sunday, baby, every day feels so good. I'm further and further away from the ball. Good morning, it's 6 a.m. You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond.